The Strong Arm Story of the Day is brought to you by John Foy and Associates Personal Injury Law.
It's happening, guys. We just don't know when. It's Dukes and Bell. We're talking about Trae Young being traded from the Hawks. And thanks to Steve Weiss for stopping by. If you missed that interview, go online at odyssey.com. Check it out. Great stuff from Steve Weiss. We got Hawks basketball tonight. We take on New Orleans. Here's why you should be cheering. Not just for tonight, but throughout the season. We need New Orleans and the Pelicans to lose. And if they end up having the season that they're on track to have, Mike, we're going to get that first overall pick, which is going to be great. But the game itself is one thing. The other big story, Mike, is Trae Young and when this particularly might, you know, happen with him being traded. Right. The news today, guys, is that Trae is amenable to being traded to the Wizards. And as a matter of fact, this is one of the teams now we have learned that, Mike, he may end up going to. He has the Wizards as his top destination. That's not coming from us. That's obviously coming from his people. Shams reporting it today. We played it earlier for you. What do you make of all of this, Mike, and how soon do you think this is going to happen now?
Well, again, as soon as the plane tickets are sold and everybody can get this thing done, because as I just put up on social media, the reason why it's D.C., it's not like Trae goes, man, I really want to be a part of a huge turnaround and go to the same crap I just went through here in Atlanta. No, it's because they will give him the max extension. And he can make maximum dollars if he goes, and they got to sign off on it. So they do agree to build around Trae. They got Sar. Remember we debated Re-Sachet or Sar when we had the pick a couple years back. They will have more draft picks. They've got some cap space. So I'm not sure how quickly they turn things around. Travis Schlenk consults with them, right, with the Wiz?
That's right.
So Trae to D.C. because that's the team that plays ball. Trae wanted to go to Brooklyn and Minnesota, and they weren't willing to do the things that needed to happen.
A trade-triggered extension is what Trae probably will be looking at, because my guess is he'll sign a short deal. Guy, why? Because he can get out of it and sign another deal for lots of money. But we're talking about an estimate, guys, of about 3 years, $157 million. That averages out to about $52, $53 million
right.
per season. He's making $46 right now. This is why he would have opted out either way at the end of the season, deciding, hey, I know I can go somewhere else and make money or make more money, and then the Hawks would have gotten nothing for him. Here's another report from Mark Stein who says, look, if this happens, the Hawks apparently are interested in the Wizards' Corey Kispert if the Trae Young to Washington trade materializes. Kispert, by the way, and Mike and I were just talking about this, guy went to Gonzaga, he's about 25, 26 years old, 6'6 wing, gives you about 15 a game, but he's versatile. They like his game, Mike. And so this is another guy that you would add to this core that you feel like, hey, he can come in and help us right now. Obviously, C.J. McCollum would probably be a part of it because the money has to match up.
Right now for the season with the Wiz, he's averaging 20 minutes a game and 7.8 points, so he's down a little bit. But apparently they're stickling for that. So you get some wing on this team. There you go. But anyway, it just sucks because a lot of Hawks fans are going, you know, like, why? Why did this? Guys, we already covered this. It's Trae's time, if this is it, and it's wrapping up. It was, Carl, I used the phrase star-crossed, you know?
That's a good
phrase. The stars just never aligned. 2021, you know, you look at the talent. Look at the talent, you know, even with the guys who aren't producing right now with the Hawks, like Porzingis, who's been injured, although he did start the last two games. You look at, like, the team in 2021, you know, Lou Williams off the bench, Gallinari back in the day, Bogey, you know, John Collins. I mean, there's more talent right now with Jalen Johnson and Naw and everybody else right now. You know, than he ever had. The problem I have for the Hawks is the team let him down. There were times when we needed more leadership from Trae and him to buck up, but the team ultimately let him down. They never built and spent the money they needed to build off that championship. And then the craziest damn thing I said to Coral, two of the dumbest things in Atlanta, the Cousins Penix year and then going for DeJounte Murray and having DeJounte Murray, and you wasted two more years of Trae's prime time.
You did. He's not been traded yet, but I will say this. Trae is a great player who's had great moments in Atlanta. And the playoff runs were not enough, to Mike's point, not all his fault. 3 in 8 years, not enough.
Mm-hmm.
But when you talk about what his scoring numbers are, he is the 13th highest career scoring average in league history. That's saying a lot. Third highest career assist average in NBA history. That's saying a lot. But the issue is, Mike, he also has the third highest turnover rate in NBA history. So, turnovers, yes, he had the ball in his hands a lot. Mike mentions this a lot. Does he shoot the ball from the three as well as we'd like to see? No, 35%. I think it should be upwards of 38 to 40. He's a 43% field goal shooter. That should be 45 to 47. I feel like, Mike, when you look at his tenure here and you go, what did we do? The Hawks are 221 and 272. That's a losing record in the games he has played in. So you can take the first couple of seasons out and say, you know what, team wasn't any good. Fine, that's usually the case when you draft a young kid that high in the draft. But even then, it's a losing record. So at the end of the day, I think just it's time. I don't have as much of a problem with this as I once did because I truly thought, you know what, let's build around him and let's try to get the right pieces. And now in a season where it feels like we have done that, it still hasn't come together because of injuries and all the things that we've discussed.
Right.
So, look, let's get what we can, and let's hope that Anse Soleil, Mike, and this front office has a plan to make us better.
Well, the other thing is, and look, there's nothing to do with Trey, is what is Quinn Snyder going to do to get this team in gear? Well,
that's a whole other question.
Is there a team that is kind of – and Carl and I were just kicking this around. I've got nothing to base this on. This is just Spidey sense. Are there a couple guys in there that are just waiting for the other shoe to drop with Trey? And then roles and minutes are back to being defined, and here we go? And because, you know, to win all those games without Trey, and now you see the game. Did you see the game the other night against the Raptors? Couldn't get a rebound. Couldn't hit a shot.
Couldn't do jack.
I mean, offensively, they were stunted as heck. So with Trey, it is interesting. If you take it all the way back, you know, it was 15 we had that season. It was just some of its parts with Kyle Korver and Al Horford and Joe and all that. Remember that? And Millsap.
60 wins.
Right? And then you go back, and it's like 3 years later, Trey comes in. Travis Schlenk's the guy. We're building Golden State East. You brought it up earlier. We never got the kind of tough badasses the Golden State had. We never found a Draymond. We never found that condition, that true splash brother that would have been Trey's, you know, maybe more athletic shooting guard consistently because Bogey's too hurt.
He is.
John Collins was too light in the dumper. They just never had the pieces that you had in Golden State if you were going to build that business model here.
Yeah. So what are we telling you is going to happen? We don't know when, but it is. And when this much smoke is there, Mike, and you have two teams that fundamentally have agreed, hey, okay, and you've got the players saying, this is the most important part. Yeah, I wouldn't mind going there because he knows what's at stake. And as I mentioned, you know, we can get into these contracts and all of that. But at the end of the day, Mike's right. This is more about him getting what he's going to get after he gets traded, whether it, you know, is this triggered extension that we're talking about or the Supermax eligibility where you're talking about, you know, what's it, 4 or 5 years, upwards of $200 million. I think he signs a short deal. Ups his yearly salary,
a LeBron type deal,
correct.
And then does the extension,
and then Mike, you see where you're at. And by the way, you're talking about Trey re-upping again. What is he? 27? We said
27, 28. Yeah.
At 30, he's getting another $200 million.
Right.
That's what you're talking about.
And then Anse Soleil looks at the team. Now, as I said, it's got to work. Quinn Snyder. See, the next guy on my list is Quinn Snyder. You know, figure this thing out. Now, is Porzingis going to get traded at the deadline, or are you going to let Porzingis walk? Try to ramp it up and amp it up, or is this just been sandbagging with Porzingis and he's actually getting over this heart condition thing? Are you going to roll with Porzingis into the playoffs if we even make it, or are you going to trade him at the deadline? See, I mean, that's right, Day-Day. That's another question. I mean, is Porzingis going to be able to give you some solid minutes in an expanded role for a playoff run?
Well, if we're honest, because of his contract being so friendly again, I keep going back to the youth on this team.
Right.
So just get him off the books. Get him off the books.
Right.
And again, just whatever assets you can start that you can kind of build up to kind of build off of what you have in Jalen, right. Risha, because I like Risha. I'm not ready for them. I know some people are saying I'm not ready to move on. Yeah. I mean, and he really hasn't been positioned to show what he really can do, if we're honest.
Real quick, we're looking at the injury report. By the way, we'll have the game tonight. New Orleans Hawks in town. Okongwu illness. He's questionable. Trey is out.
Duh.
And what did you tell me? Yeah, so Okongwu is out. So it's official. He's out. Okay, so he was questionable. And then what did you tell us, about the Wizards tonight?
So in addition to C.J. McCollum being out, it looks like the Hawks are angling for Corey Kispert his deal with Trey. So that's the issue right now.
But McCollum is going to sit, and he hasn't sat all season.
McCollum is not sat. He has not sat all season. And then also, too, another one curious.
Yeah.
Chris Middleton is also sitting tonight, too, and he also has a big $30 million contract. So maybe there's some speculation about that, too. But you're two high-priced superstars right now. C.J. McCollum and Chris Middleton both will not play tonight. And it's C.J.'s first missed game of the season.
What's the phrase, Mike? Bubble wrap?
Yep. Yep. Put them on ice. Put them on ice.
The real story is going to be if they're actually sitting on the bench.
Yeah, well, that's true, too. All right, guys.
So you see Trey at State Farm, right?
Yeah.
Yes. Say hi.
Correct.
Because it might be your last
chance. Oh, I thought
you meant bye-bye. Well, no, I mean,
aloha means hello and goodbye.
He's right, you know.
Are you going to walk behind the bench tonight and do that?
I'm going to dinner.
Oh, okay. Because I was going to say, that would be, is that Mike Bell behind the bench?
Trey's called him a hoe.
Yeah.
Again.
All right. Turtles coming up, man, with the Bridge Show, but we've got the game tonight. Pre-game's at 7 o'clock, tips at 7:30. Tomorrow, real quick, we are at the Georgia World Congress Center down there for the Atlanta Boat Show. Lots of fun, 2 to 6. But, Mike, we will have a full show and a full set of sound from our owner, Arthur Blank, tomorrow. That's going to be key because the presser tomorrow, hopefully we get filled in on all the stuff and the plans as we move forward with the franchise. We're talking about the Falcons, guys, but Arthur's going to address the media tomorrow.
Right. I know a lot of fans want to see, is that like Arthur's going to go, but hold on, I've got a special announcement, and Matt Ryan bursts through the wall like the Kool-Aid man. And we've
come on out.
We're hearing maybe the weekend, maybe Monday for that. I don't know, maybe two press conferences. But either way, it's going to take a little bit more time than I think the fans have on as far as their sense of expectations when all this gets announced.
Yeah. And by the way, we're carrying that presser live only right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, where you'll get a chance to hear what Arthur Blank has to say. So make sure you tune in for that. But if you're going to the boat show, stop by, man, and you'll get a chance to see us down there. We'll be down there as well. All right, we got to get out of the way, man, and clear our throat.
Dukes and Bell are wrapping up another show, so it's time for
Let Me Clear My Throat
on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Big O, great job as always. Day-Day, our executive producer. Big shout-out to Steve Weish. If you missed that interview, go check it out online, guys, at odyssey.com. As one of our listeners, I think his name was Evan today, was listening online, and he called in.
From North Dakota.
Yeah. You can do that each and every day if you're missing something. And then you can hit the rewind button as well. But you've got to subscribe to Dukes and Bell and get all of our content. All right, we got to get out of the way. Mike Bell, clear your throat.
Hey, man. Yeah, we struggled 8 years now, not made the playoffs. Some say Arthur's a bad owner. Well, it could be worse. Listen to Jerry Jones today. He was asked by a reporter from Dallas, is your head coach Brian Schottenheimer going to hire your next defensive coordinator since you fired Eberflus? Here's Jerry.
Trump just said it. I'm running. Venezuela. Shotty had everything to do with hiring Matt Eberflus last time, and that's not done. Done as a negative, but had no way in the world he's here if Shotty didn't want him here. Okay, let me be real clear about that. And he can tell you in his own words there. No way in the world if Steven didn't want him here. But I particularly had a party when we got him to have him come in. And I was excited about having the uniqueness of his staff.
As I said, it could be worse, Carl.
Could be. We in trouble, y'all. Have y'all looked at this home schedule for next year? Mike and I laid it out earlier in the show. All I'm telling you is this doesn't get any easier. And I want to feel comfortable knowing what the front office looks like, knowing who our next head coach is going to be. I know you're saying, Dukes, be patient. But when I'm looking at Caleb Williams and Jared Goff and Joe Burrow and Purdy and Mahomes and Lamar coming in here, we got to get this right.
Yeah, man.
Hey, if you love the show,
you tell your friends.
If you don't,
you listen to us on the app by Missile Bases, where the deer and the antelope play.
Venezuela.